Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Happy Saturday and welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus. I really do appreciate you joining me this Saturday. I know you have a lot of things you could be doing and joining us. I truly appreciate it. Today, we're going to talk about the renovation loan product that we have, Fix It Mortgage. They're one of the people who, actually part of Advisors Mortgage Group, and they support us. And it's just a phenomenal product that I think is going to be for the right people, for the right situation. It is phenomenal. And this product works for both, for a primary residence, a second home. It can work for an investment property. It can work for a purchase. It can work for a refinance. So it's got a lot of opportunity in the Fix-It mortgage options that we have to make it really a great option. And helping us talk about the renovation loans today is Ian Arnold. Ian works with me at Advisors Mortgage Group. Ian, could you give them a little background on yourself?
Yeah, been in the mortgage industry for a little while. I started in car sales and everything, and then decided to move on up and work with you.
Well, you're lucky. Ian's got a tremendous amount of credit experience, and as we've talked in the past, we really kind of look at ourselves mostly as a debt management is what we do. Even with renovation loans, we're really managing the debt. We're helping figure out a way to do those things to your house that you want to be done. I'll put it all in a mortgage and be able to get everything done with this product. And it is the Fix-It mortgage products, the family of products we have available are phenomenal. You can actually buy a home. And this is something that a lot of people ask, and they don't really, they're kind of surprised they can do it. You can buy a home, fix it up, move into it, and you close before you close just like normal on the mortgage. You fix it up after you close, and then you move into it, or sometimes you move into it as you're fixing it up or as it's being fixed up. So it's certainly a product that can be used, and it can be awesome, especially in this market on a purchase, because it's really difficult to find a home in this market. We've talked about it before. It's these homes, and you said in your neighborhood,
they sold within a day. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, so this makes it, if you see a house out there sitting for a little while, if you're like, that needs to get a new kitchen, it can easily be done. And one reason why you don't see a lot of people doing it is because sometimes realtors are a little scared of them because they've had bad issues with past ones. The nice thing is we have a whole team that set this up, and they work directly, and this is all they do. So there's nothing they haven't seen before. So they get it through, and they make it a lot easier.
Yeah, I will tell you, it is one of the reasons I came to work at Advisors. Before I was at Advisors, I had never closed a renovation loan. I had never closed any of the product. And the reason, not that I hadn't tried, but the reason was after 4 or 5 months, the borrower gave up. It was just too cumbersome. There were too many issues, too many problems. And at Advisors, we have a whole processing team. The team of Fix-It Mortgage has over, they say 125 years. That was a few years ago. So I know it's over 130, probably more in the 135 range of years between them. The main person, Jim Reagan. Jim's been in the business since 1988. He did his first Fix-It Mortgage. He did his first renovation loan like in 1989. He helped FHA developed their product. He helped set it all up. This man knows everything, and this team's been with him for a long, long time. And their average turn time, our average turn time on a on a renovation loan on a purchase is 45 days, a little less than 45 days. So it can be turned very, very quickly. And it, as Ian was saying, it's one of the biggest problems is real estate agents have heard the horror stories. Believe me, I have felt the horror stories. I've heard them and I've lived through them. And they are, it can be a very, very hard thing to do. So if you decide this is what you want to go through, you know, you want to go to a renovation loan, you really need to call us, because you may talk to somebody and they say they can do it, but they may have never done it, or they may have only done one, and they may not have much experience, and their processing team may not have much experience on these, and it can be a disaster. And you want to save your time. You want to save your energy to the house and keep that going. So you need somebody who actually knows how to do this, and that's, and we do. And these guys, it is phenomenal to me. So on a renovation loan, what can you do? You know, what all can you do, Ian?
I mean, basically whatever you want to do to the house and everything. I mean, which is nice. Is so if you're doing a, say, let's go with a purchase first. So if you walk into a house and you're like, your wife's like, I love everything about this house. I hate the master bedroom and I hate the bathroom. And you're prepared to just walk on out. But she loves everything else about it. With the renovation loan, you can customize it to the way you like it, and then get that into your loan and then close within 45 days. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. You know, to that point, I was talking to a customer on a renovation loan the other day, and they, I actually was with a real estate agent. They have a house that they needed, that should likely be bought with a renovation loan. The buyer wanted to redo the kitchen. They wanted to knock the wall out between the kitchen and the, I think it was the dining room next to it. They wanted to knock that wall out, redo the kitchen, make it bigger, put all new cabinets in, put all new appliances in, do all new flooring. They wanted to redo a bath. They wanted to put new flooring in their laundry area. They wanted to put new flooring in their entry and their walk back to the kitchen area. And all that can be done and could be done, and it's how they went, because it's a product that works for that. The interesting thing is, and if you're a real estate agent, you'll understand this. You may not if you're just, you know, listening and you haven't done a lot of houses. One of the problems with buying a home that needs work, if you don't use a renovation loan, is there are requirements. So there can be, let's say there's flooring missing. You can't close on that home without a renovation loan because we can't finance it. Because when the appraiser goes in, he's going to say there's no flooring, and Freddie, Fannie, FHA, they won't allow us to close on it without doing a renovation loan. So if you have a home like that, you got to do a renovation loan. If you find a house that's vacant, maybe it needs a certificate of occupancy. There's no certificate of occupancy. You can't close on that home without paying. You can with cash. But without cash, you can't finance that home. On this, we can. We can finance the home without a certificate of occupancy, because when it's completed, then you get the certificate of occupancy. And that's kind of when the house becomes, once you get the certificate of occupancy, that's when the loan kind of changes, not exactly, but kind of moves over from a renovation loan into the standard product. But it's not really, but I just, the easiest way to explain it. So you can do all those type of things. You can redo the kitchen. You can knock out a wall. You can actually even do foundation, add a foundation, add rooms. You can add a second floor. We've had people do that. And, you know, it's very interesting. You know, I look at that and I think, man, that's amazing to do. I just started watching some of these shows that do that because my wife and I want to do some renovation on our house. And so we started watching some of these shows on HGTV and DIY, do it yourself, DIY. and now I would never do it myself. And none of the shows are somebody doing it themselves either. It's kind of funny. Do it yourself, except for Okay. And this product, we should also mention, on this product, this is not a product that you can do and then you do the work on the house. That's not how this works. You're going to have professionals do the work. It has to be contractors. You really, anything that you're going to do yourself, let's say you're going to paint, that can't really be in the bid for it. So we can't look at that. But you know, we're going to go to break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about those DIY and HGTV and what we see on those shows.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me. Again, I'm here with Ian Arnold. Ian works with me at Advisors Mortgage Group. If you would like to get a hold of Ian, how would they get a hold of you?
Easiest ways, like everybody now, is your cell. It's 317-506-8952.
And if you would like to get a hold of me, you can go online at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. I think that's the easiest way. Hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Only reason is I think it's easier to remember. That's why I use that. All my phone numbers are there. Hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You can go there and you'll get all the information. You can contact me from there. And it's really important as we talk about these products. You know, we talked about different loan options and we talk about the market and all that type of thing. We talk about, cashing out, doing whatever you might want to do. We really need, before you make decisions, let's say you have credit issues, any of that, you need to talk to us first, because we want to make sure whatever you do is the right thing. And credit is one of those things. I know I'm getting off the topic a little bit, but credit is one of those things where those things that make logical sense to you and I don't work. You can't use logic on credit. You have to make sure you're doing the right things, because what you think you're doing when you think you do this and you think that's the right thing to do, it ends up being the wrong thing to do. So you got to be really, really careful just on credit doing that. But you know, I was talking about the shows, and one of the shows that I like, you think I could remember what the name is. It's a guy and his dad. The reason I remember it is we were talking about, putting a whole new second floor on, and they did that on one of the shows. And the things that stuck out to me, they did it in 30 minutes, which was pretty impressive. And in that 30 minutes, it didn't look that difficult. Now, to me, logically, it seems like it would be extremely difficult to add a second floor.
No, you just take it off, put it on.
Yeah, that's kind of what they did. Now, I will say they had a big attic, and they just did it in the attic, so they didn't have to take the roof off, and they put dormers in and things like that. But it was incredible. It added a tremendous amount. One of the things I like about the show is they show you, here's what they go buy the house. They show you the work they do. They come up with the cost. They show you what the value is. They show you they always overrun on cost every time. But they still make, for the most part, they make a good profit. And it's amazing that you can do those kind of things. To me, it's amazing. And they're out in the New York, New Jersey area, where a lot of these homes are old, so these neighborhoods, they need that. And to that point, they have a lot of old neighborhoods, but it's amazing. We do too. Our average age of a home here is almost 50 years old. So our homes are also old and needing this type of work, needing the renovation. So to get back to it, we said you can redo a kitchen, you can redo the bath, you can finish a basement, you can add rooms, you can add a second floor. All those things can be done. And you can do it on a home that you own and that you're living in currently. And let's talk about that. Here is the advantage of doing it that way, because this isn't always the best way. If you have it, let's say you don't owe anything in your home, it may just be you refinance and you just take the cash and you do it. But a lot of people, when you're trying to cash out on a home, so if you have a home that you own and you want to do a cash out refinance, for most people, you can only cash out to 80%. So if you're already at, let's say, 70%, and let's say you have a $100,000 house, so I can do it easy, you owe $70,000. You only have $10,000 available to you to get out to do renovation. I can tell you, in renovation, $10,000 doesn't go very far. So it could work for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody. Most likely, you're going to be spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Well, what happens is that $100,000 house is appraised as it's going to be completed. So maybe that $100,000 house now appraises for $150,000. And 80% of $150,000 is $120,000. And so now if you owe $70,000 and you can do $120,000, by my math, that's $50,000. And that's the beauty of doing a renovation loan. You can use the value as the home is going to be finished, so that you can get the work done. And unless you already have a tremendous amount of equity, it may, or have a ton of cash, it may be the only way to make this happen. Now, you do, obviously, hopefully the work that you do is adding value, but we're seeing that that's generally the case. I've really had quite a few homes that we've done, and I haven't had any issues with the appraised value. We had one where they added, if you add something that doesn't add any value to a home, like solar panels, then you better have a lot of equity. They didn't actually add any value to the house because nobody's going to pay you more, or very little, nowhere near what you spent to put them in. So you do have to be somewhat careful. And I know that the process can be kind of intimidating. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you have a lender who understands it, which we do. We have a whole team that completely understands it. But then you're going to get what we have you get is a construction consultant, and that's kind of something that really gives you a lot of peace of mind. It costs a little bit of money, but it actually in the long run will save you money, and it makes things go much smoother for you. So we get that consultant with you, have you do that. We recommend you can do that right away. When you do that, that's going to smooth the process out quite a bit by being able to do that. So that's one of the pieces. And so now we're looking at this home, and again, we can do a variety of type of product. So we can do your primary residence. We can do that as a refinance or a purchase. We can do a second home as a refinance or a purchase. We can do a rental property as a refinance or purchase. Now the loan to values change based on what type of product it is, and like even on a rental property, it's going to be different if you have a 2, 3, or 4 unit than if you have a single unit rental property. But actually, the loan to values are a little bit more lenient on this product on a non-owner occupied or rental property on a single home unit. So there are some benefits to this product if you want to do that. Again, one of the keys is you cannot do any of the work yourself, so you want to have work done. Now, Ian, is this something that somebody might be able to use if they're looking at buying a home, fixing it up, and then selling it? What a lot of people
easily
call flipping?
Easily. I mean, because the money's already there. They already appraise it for a certain amount. Go ahead and get that work done. You know it's going to be done by the right people. And then as soon as it's done, sell it. That easy. I mean, and the other thing is to think about, and I know we were talking about whether people are just going to refinance it or anything like that, but even think about people who, I'm going to pull out $40,000 and do my kitchen. Well, why would you pull money out? With rates as low as they are, I mean, I guarantee you, unless you have your money underneath your mattress, you're making more in the market or anything like that. So then just do a fix it on the house and finance it all and then earn your equity earlier. So don't just always assume you must pay cash for it either.
Yeah. And you know, to that point, I'm one who I value cash. I value my money in the market. I value the ability to, if something happens, go get my money. And one of the things about having it in your house is that if you have a bunch of equity in your house, so you go and you have $40,000 and you pay the $40,000 to fix the house up, and you just spent your own cash to do it, you now no longer have that $40,000 in cash. And if something happens, it's a lot. It takes some time to get it out of the house. If it's sitting in a stock market account, okay, like I can sell my stocks and I can have the money in days. But a house, I can't have that money in days unless I already have a home equity line of credit sitting on it. Then I can. But a lot of people don't have that. So it is to me, it's a lot easier. And to your point, I agree. You get rates at the rates that they're at today, and even if the market's been really hot. So most people, if they're invested, if they aren't under the mattress or sitting in a bank in a checking account or something, that money's earning a decent amount, and much more than what you're going to pay in interest right now on a mortgage. And so I agree with you 100%. The other piece of that, when you're looking at doing a fix it mortgage, and you want to make sure that as you the work that you do is going to have value to the property. And that's, I think, one of the nice pieces of having that construction manager we had talked about, is they can really help make sure, help you understand, the cost and then kind of what the value is going to be. And then you get the appraisal, and the appraisal either confirms or doesn't confirm that. So that can be a big deal.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
This one, this question, I just thought was really a good one. Paula is looking to, she called me and she said she's looking to buy a property and is having trouble finding a home in this market, which is, it just happened to be Paula. I wrote it down when she asked me, but it's probably one out of every 10 calls is somebody trying to figure out how to get a house in this market. She came across a home that needed a new kitchen, which is what we're talking about. A bath, and she would like to finish the basement. And she wanted to know what the best way to do this. Now, she was looking in a price range of, $200,000 to $250,000. The house she found was like $230,000. And it was in a good neighborhood. There were some more expensive houses around. The house did have some, it was dated, which is why it was still on the market and had been on the market a little bit of time. And she only wanted to put as little down as possible. So she was thinking, she could put 5%, but she'd like to put less. And what product would you, as you look at that, what would you tell her? How would you tell her to go about doing this?
Well, first we'd break it down and try to. So what she's wanting to do is, if the numbers and everything would somewhat work for her budget, then I would get her with my fix-it mortgage team. And what they would do is they'd get everything priced out for her, get it with reputable contractors, stuff like that, just so that she knows it's being done correctly. And then we can easily move towards that one, because that house is going to appraise for more. I mean, right now it's one of the lowest ones on the market, but she's not paying top dollar for it because it needs all this work. So then whatever work we do, the work's going to appraise for more. So her equity is still going to help out. I mean, the 5% is definitely still easily to do. And then we just get her taken care of.
Yeah. And we can do 3.5% down, depending on, there's 3.5%, 5%. There's, depending on, there's even very limited 3% down, but very limited. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about from the purchase price plus the fix up. And also in the fix up, let's say let's say she thought $30,000 was going to be what it cost to do all the improvements that she wanted to do. Well, we're going to put a 20% contingency in there. So if it's $30,000, we're going to add $6,000. So we're going to have $36,000 in that total amount available to do the improvements on the house.
And Rick, explain, why would you add extra money to somebody's?
Yeah. And the reason you do is it goes back to what I was saying earlier, when they always go over budget. And that's what we found. You almost always go over budget. So if you go over budget, you want the contingency there, that extra money there to pay the extra, what you went over. You don't want to have to come out of pocket with it because, you missed that. And understand, they're let's say they tear out a wall. They may find something in that wall that needs work. They with the work they're doing, they may find things that also need to be fixed. So it's important that we have a contingency in there, and that, you know, it's available in case you do go over. It's actually one of the most important things. We didn't have that in our construction loans, and it would be a problem, you know. During those times, people come up with things they want to do, and the only option is to pay cash for them. And if you have this contingency, now you can't just use it for anything. Hey, you know what? I think I want to buy a boat. It doesn't work that way. But, you know, in the construction of the house, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? And so it is important that we do that. I want to get back to the renovation. I mean, obviously, that's part of renovation. But I really want to get – because I want to make sure people understand – that we can do a renovation loan on a non-owner occupied property. And even if you're, like you were saying, that you can, you know, you can flip a house. And that's very true. You can flip the house, and we can finance that. But you have to hold on to this mortgage for 6 months. Now, most people, when you buy it and you fix it up and then sell it, it's going to take 6 months. But this mortgage has to be held for 6 months. You can't close on it and then sell it and close on it in 4 months. It has to be 6 months. If it's that's a problem if it's less than that. But you do have to hold on to it for 6 months. One of the things you just have to be aware of. So that's an important piece of that. But what we have found is most people, when they're doing the improvements, it takes that long anyway. It takes you time to get the contractors there, get the improvements done, you know, get it all ready, then get it marketed, and then you sell it, and then it's 30 days before it closes. So it does take time. So most times it's fine. And it is a great product to use if you find a house and you just want to fix it up. A lot of people want to do that. You do have to have the down payment. So you have to have some down payment, but it is a great option. And again, the down payment's from the purchase price plus the cost of the work that you're going to have done plus the 20%, what we call contingency, 20% extra we put in there to make sure we can cover all of those costs and make sure that you don't, you know, hopefully don't run out of money. It's the last thing. I haven't had anybody do that, but that's not something that anybody wants to have happen. So we avoid that at all costs. Is there anything else about the renovation loans that you thought we should cover?
I think you mostly hit all the good points on there.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you coming out today with me and joining the show. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, Ian, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Easiest one's my cell. It's 317-506-8952.
Perfect. If you want to get a hold of me, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And you can get all of my contact information there. And you can give me a call, send me an email. You look through the site. And please, if you're looking to do anything, you're looking at renovation loans, you're thinking about refinancing, want to cash out, want to pay off some debt, want to get your credit, you know, want to look at improving your credit, whatever it happens to be, let's talk about it before you move forward with that to make sure that you're doing, you know, that we give you the correct guidance so that you aren't doing something that's counterproductive. Thank you so much for joining me today. We appreciate it. Have a great Saturday.